question I'm asking is, are all the middle-class foodie icons, localism, seasonality, farmers market, small scale over large scale, are they actually the sustainable alternative? And the answer most of the time is no. Now, here's the important context.
Go on.
I love farmers markets. I have one at the end of my road in Herne Hill every Sunday. It's terrific. But I also recognize that we need a multi-layered food system in this country. I'm not an apologist for the supermarkets. In fact, there was a big piece by me in The Observer on Sunday talking about how the coming supermarket price war is going to have a terrible effect on our self-sufficiency. But some form of mass retail is important. And I was being quoted originally in a magazine called Cotswold Life ahead of a show I do around my book on this subject, and that got picked up by the Daily Mail, and now you're talking to me. And it takes it out of context. So you need to keep all that context. There are lovely things about farmers markets. Are they an answer to mass retail? I don't think so.
Nick Strange has been listening to what you've been saying.
Yeah, sure.
Jay, and Nick helps to run Taunton's Farmers Markets. We did the show from you guys the other month, didn't we, Nick?
And We did, yeah.
What do you think about what Jay's saying? Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, he's taking the wind out of my sails a little bit, really, because I was going to set off on a tirade, but I really can't argue with very much that he said, to be quite honest. Are farmers markets and the like an answer to mass retail? No, absolutely not. Are they all a small niche alternative? Yes, absolutely. Are they snobbish? I think a lot of my customers in Taunton Farmers Market particularly would argue with that. And I don't think anybody who's snobbish would deal with me, quite honestly. So no, I can't really argue with very much. I mean, I'm sorry. Do you want me to argue with something? You'd make better radio.
No. It's good to have a consensus. And as you wanted to come on and put this to bed and put it into context, can I read you to sum up before we let you go?
Yeah.
The newspaper headline. And you can respond to that, and then we've been entirely fair.
Yeah.
Costly farmers markets are for snobs, says top food critic Jay Rayner, who praises cheaper supermarket produce after he dismisses spending £15 on a chicken as similar to buying a Chanel handbag.
It's amazing that such a long narrative headline from the Daily Mail could still manage to actually oversimplify things. I don't think I call anybody a snob. I do recognise that supermarkets are a source of cheaper food sometimes. However, they are also dangerously involved in a food price war at the moment. I do, I'm afraid, stick. And this doesn't just apply to farmers markets, but high-end butchers as well.
Right.
The line I've come up with is spending £15 on a chicken is no more a challenge to Tesco than buying a Chanel handbag is a challenge to Primark. And that's the case. It's about lifestyle choice, and there's nothing wrong with making those lifestyle choices.